If you're hearing the jingle, it must be a throwback Thursday. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome to the Everyday It's Saturday podcast. It's March 3rd on your calendar, or maybe not. You're listening to this. Who knows, man? Maybe 6 months later, maybe a year later, wherever you are right now, every day that ends in Y is your day. Give a shout out to all the listeners, over 100 countries, strong, living the Everyday Is Saturday lifestyle, or on your way to doing that. Thank you for all the tweets, all the great reviews on iTunes. Leave a review on iTunes. Don't be one of the people that just listen to the show and not leave a review. Hey, by the way, did you take advantage of the unbelievable blowout sale? 22 hours of audio from yours truly, 6 days of Saturday 1.0, 6 days of Saturday 2.0, the top 10 deathbed regrets as told by your humble host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. That's 10 hours right there, 22 hours in all, guaranteed to get your socks moving up and down, hitting the ground running, jumping out of bed, ready to take the day by storm. Go to 6days.net, 6days.net. It's the 6 days to Saturday blowout sale. Get over there right now. Seriously, $47. Are you kidding me? That retails for $4,000. I saw it. Saw it at Walmart yesterday for $4,000. It's yours for $47. Seriously. It, look, bottom line, if you want to have a great day, download the audios. If you don't, then don't. It doesn't matter. Hey, by the way, I also found my podcast. Remember yesterday, the case of the missing podcast. I woke up and my podcasts were gone. Well, like the last 3 weeks of them were gone. And then it dawned on me that, I switched servers, which is pretty technical for me, you know. And look, switching like clothes is a big deal for me. Okay, switching the channel on the television is a big task for me. Switching servers where my website's hosted and my podcast's on, come on, man. You know something's bound. There's a hiccup waiting there. And there's a message there as well. I didn't stop looking for my podcast because they're that important, not only to me, but to you. You want to listen? A lot of people want to listen. I don't want to just get rid of, you know, 5, 6, 8 shows, whatever it was. Just say, well, they're gone, they're gone. Now, but I didn't also panic about it. It's not like I was sitting around chewing my fingernails off worrying about where my podcasts were. I knew. How did I know that everything would work out okay? From experience. I've had websites crash right in the middle of a product launch. I've had webinars crash right in the middle of a webinar. At a lot of things. Look, if you haven't had those types of things go wrong, you ain't even trying. I mean, if you're not failing, you're not even trying. Because the only way you would know if you were on the path of success is if you kept getting punched in the face with a lot of failures. You know, it's just the way it works in entrepreneurship. The safe, secure stuff, going to the job every day, that's neat. Makes you one incredible, boring person. You know what people ought to do that go to a job every day? They ought to get a t-shirt with a big old Z on it, like zzz, sleeping, sawing logs. Because then it would be like your scarlet letter, like, and it would let everybody know that I settled in life. I'm living in Averageville. I embrace mediocrity. And I crawl into the fetal position at the very thought of doing anything different with my life. So can we do that? Can we order shirts for everyone that goes to a job? 70% in the U.S. actually hate their job, but all are afraid of losing it. Craziest damn thing you ever heard in your life. Think about that. Think about that. What would you tell your kids? Mom and Dad, I hate my job and I'm afraid of losing it. Honey, we're going to schedule you for a therapist. But no, we're 45 years old. That's normal. Everybody, that's normal. No, you hate your job too? Yeah, me too. This is seriously, like, this isn't even a joke. This isn't even, you know, oh yeah, no, that's funny. No, it really happens. What do? I do that. I hate it. Yeah, me too. Boss sucks. Yeah, I know. My boss sucks too. They don't pay me enough. Yeah, no, they don't pay me enough either. Work too hard. Oh, I know. Nobody talks like that in their business. Yeah, my business sucks. Well, you're the boss. Yeah, I know. Boss is an idiot. What? Come on. So the podcasts were gone, but now they're back. I didn't panic because experience tells me one of two things are going to happen. I'm never going to be able to change the situation, and if they're gone, they're gone. Or maybe I dig a little bit, find a solution, and we'll get them back. So what happened was, and I'm not going to go into this technical mumbo-jumbo of how the whole Al Gore internet works, all right, when the guy invented it, and then ever since then, you know, it's had some challenges. But then let me just tell you how it works here. I upload this show to my podcast host, And then it's also inside of my WordPress website. iTunes pulls that feed. Boom. That's how it's on iTunes. Boom. My best John Madden imitation. Boom. It's on iTunes. Now, those shows were still on my host, so I saw them there. The audios were there. They just weren't showing up on iTunes. So I went into WordPress, backdated some blog posts, attached the audio file, and voila. Now they're on there. They're all on there. It's funny. There's kind of a hiccup on one of them because it was showing as the newest, but it's not really the newest. Craziest thing, too. Check this out. I searched my name in iTunes just to get them. It's the fastest way for me to find the show is I just type my name into the search. And it said there's no results for Sam Crowley. Craziest damn thing you ever seen. I mean, literally, now that made my heart stop. Because why? I had no experience. Whenever I type my name into there, because I like to check the reviews. Like, for example, let me just get the most recent reviews here. One. Just read one of them to you. BP007. Thank you. Your podcasts are my coffee in the morning. You give me life. Thank you, Sam. Hey, thank you. That's a great review. You are my coffee. Your podcasts are my coffee. I've never been called someone's coffee. I'd love that. Can I be your coffee? So when I type my name in there, nothing came up. And even now, it comes up, but it's a little wonky, the description and stuff. It's okay. It doesn't matter. I'm cool with it. I don't fret about it, but I got to admit a little bit yesterday, upset stomach hit for about 4 seconds because I'd never seen that happen. So we found the podcast, and let me tell you, there's a lesson there. All right? You can't control everything. If you're not failing, I mean, literally, if you're not feel like you get a sucker punch once a day, you're just not trying, man. You know, you gotta learn to gain experience because wisdom comes from experience, but experience is derived from taking action. And when you take action, you're inevitably going to fail. Let me tell you, more times than not, like 70, 80, 90% of the time. Hell, we got baseball players. I know we have people in other countries, but let me just give you this analogy. A baseball player who fails hitting the ball and getting on base 7 out of 10 times is rewarded with $30 million contracts, succeeding only 30% of the time. So if you're agonizing over only succeeding 30% of the time, hey, you're worth $30 million in baseball. And that might even be a yearly salary. Look at A-Rod. I won't even go there. Here's the point today. Podcasts are safe and sound for your listening pleasure, but are you safe and sound? I'm more worried about you than I am about me or my shows. Let me tell you, you want to have a great day today? Don't sweat the small stuff. Stuff happens. If this were an explicit show, I would say something other than stuff. If we were sitting at the bar and you just bought me a Guinness, which I would give you a big bear hug for doing that, by the way, and I would say, hey, man, stuff happens. Get over it. Move on. What are you going to do? Wallow in the fact that it's going to get better. That's what I'm trying to say as I'm stuttering and stammering. It's going to get better. You know how I know it's going to get better? Because the sun has always risen the day after my biggest failure. I don't care if it's bankruptcy, the stuff we went through with our baby Susan 18 months ago, the sun always came up. And that gave me the reminder, a very subtle reminder, that today is the day. Got the blank canvas to work from. And how that drawing looks at the end of the day, man, that's up to you. That's up to you. If you don't want to draw anything today, then don't get out of bed. But if you want a beautiful rendition of today on that blank canvas, do something, anything. Failure, success, doesn't matter. Just show some work on that blank canvas for today. Are you with me? Head over to 6days.net. It's the best audio motivational program you're ever going to buy anywhere. And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.